Blog Talk Radio.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
I was in a tunnel and couldn't see the light. And whenever I'd look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I've been walked for miles. And my heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. But then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. Heard a small voice saying the storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Come on and set me free. In the midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd, and felt all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. Hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. And then a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven.
Heaven,
yeah.
Is over me.
Come on and set me free. Somehow my beginning steps right in. Then faith became my friend. And now I can begin for the voices of the wind. When it's saying,
man,
storm is over.
Storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine. Set me free. The storm is over.
As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, Almighty God, Allah in person. And we forever give praise and thanks to our Deliverer, our Redeemer, our Savior and our God, Master Farad Muhammad, for coming in our midst and raising up a divine leader, teacher, and guide in the personage of the last and the greatest of the prophets, apostles, and messengers to ever live. We speak about our dear holy apostle, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. We greet all of our listening and viewing audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In both their names we say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. Thank you again. I'm so glad to be back today. We didn't think the show was going to happen because of so many things that are going on behind the scenes, but we'd like to thank you all for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank you for joining us live, and those of you who will download us later, by the thousands, I say, for those of you who will download us later, from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Greetings, my beloved. The name of our subject today is The Day the Anglo World Stood Still. Before we go into that, I would like to say that I have been getting private messages and emails from some of the listeners over at Facebook, and how they're telling me that the devil over there is trying to prevent them from listening to the show. And some people also emailed us to let us know that they have been disconnected several times each time they called in and were prevented from getting through to listen to the show. And other people have said that when they logged on to the show, they were blocked. So I just want to let you know that just keep trying until we're able to get on an independent server. We're going to suffer these kind of things constantly. And that's why we say, please donate. If you don't feel like donating, go over there and buy one of the books. You can buy Warning to the Hypocrites, The Prodigal Son, Self-Preservation, The First Law of Nature, The Theology of Time, and The Black Man and Woman's Crown and Glory in America. The Black Man of I think that's what it is. I got it right here. I have so many things on my desk. It's The Crown and Glory of the Black Man and Woman in America. Also, I don't say it a lot, but please go over there, and if you have children, go over there and get the Supreme Wisdom for Children. We have the Little Hiram series, little books, two of them, that uses the Supreme Wisdom to teach children analytical thinking, which we need because our analytical skills have been decimated by this society with the foolishness of radio and television, talk radio, talk television, all relationships and all kind of foolishness that really does not hold anything towards salvation for you. So let us rebuild those fundamentals and those basic principles and foundations to uphold our youth and give us an independent mind and move towards doing and unifying towards self. And go get one or two of the Little Hiram's books. And if you have more than one child and more than one person that you care for, get more than one book. So on that note, we'll transition. We do have Minister John Muhammad on the line with us, and he will be brought in just a second. I just want to say, take the time out to say to you all, thank you, brothers and sisters, who are listening to the Hiram1555 blog show, which is the Star and Crescent Report, because the Hiram1555 blog is what presents this show. We've had, and I mean thousands upon thousands of downloads in the last week or so, of old shows. We like to thank, oh, and new shows too, but specifically old shows. We just want to thank you for listening, just giving it an ear. Now, while I'm on the air right now, I want to let you know that they have changed the duration of the show to 15 minutes while we're on the air. This is real. Brothers and sisters, they have changed our show to 15 minutes. You know this is ridiculous as we look at these things going on today. But even though they say the duration of the show is 15 minutes, we're going to go. We're going to keep going with this. This is unheard of for a show to be bothered this much by this devil on a constant basis. I have not seen any other show on the air bothered by this, but I'm trying to correct this technical glitch as we go on. But Brother Minister John, if you would just hold on 1 second, and for our listening audience also, I'm trying to correct this right now while we're on the air. Brother, I tell you what. Let's see. We'll see if they're going to let us correct it right now. Knowing them, they may have more tricks up their sleeves. Everyone, please give me a chance to correct this. I'm going to go to a commercial real quick and see if I can get this back, because they have – excuse me. Listen to them. Listen, brothers and sisters, you see this? You hear this? This is Blog Talk Radio doing this on the air. But see, this is the day the Anglo world stood still, and we're going to get into this. We don't care how long it takes. We're going to get into this subject. I am right now trying to correct this as we speak. Let me go back and put a commercial on for you guys, something that will give you something to think about. Give me a second. And now the dashboard is going black. This is real. So, brothers and sisters, hold on. Please do not get impatient. This is what we have to deal with on a daily basis. It's back up. The dashboard is back up. But please give me a second. Okay, we'll go to this little excerpt right here. Please hold on and pay attention to this while I try to change this thing before we go off the air.
As we read in Our Savior Has Arrived, when he said we would have to look to our God, Master Farad Muhammad. Listen to this. This is on page 283 for those who have their notes and their pens and paper of the Theology of Time. Again, we're going to read this again. We read it on one of our shows. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. Listen, when we say dumb, we're talking about unconscious. They're dead. Listen again. He says, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. They are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God because they don't know God, and they consider God just something of a prophet, unquote. Listen, we're going to backtrack for a minute. I'm not letting this go, brother. As you said, and as I said earlier, we got to clean up as we go.
Mm-hmm.
In the first sentence, he said, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. In the second sentence that follows, he says, they are so dumb, and we know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he referred to being dumb, as a part of the mental state of death, because he said we are blind, deaf, and dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, to the knowledge of self. Listen, they are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God. Stop right there. Before I go any further, listen to what he said. They are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God because they don't know God. Now, when you have ministers, captains, lieutenants, anyone teaching the people about Master Farad Muhammad, and they don't refer to him as God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this, they are so dumb, I don't care how wise they may look in your eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
The messenger said that they are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God. Why? We ask the question, why? Then he goes on and says, because they don't know God, and they consider God just something of a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's self-explanatory right there. I don't even have to rap no more on that. That right there is laid out. But I am going to go back. See, we are talking about black consciousness, the origin of the mind of God.
All praise is due to Allah. We were able to correct that, and I'm glad you got a whiff of some of the old excerpts and stuff like that. But we're back on the subject, and we're always on the subject of the judgment And we are talking about the day the Anglo world stood still. Brothers and sisters, for you who are just joining us, we thank you for joining us now. And we thank those who will download us later. Brothers and sisters, we're in a crucial point now. You have been listening to the Star and Crescent Report for roughly 3 years. You have been reading the Hiram's 1555 blog for 4 or 5 years now. And prior to that, the Salaam Journal. And we have been giving you the divine teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as was given to him by Almighty God Allah, undiluted, uncut, raw, and butt naked. You must bear witness to the fact that this world is fastly crashing. They are confused. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to think. Any agreement that they come to falls apart. One day they're trumpeting, well, we've come to an agreement on a bailout for Greece, or we've come to an agreement on a bailout for Italy, or we've come to an agreement for a bailout of Spain, or we've come to an agreement in America for the bailout of Wall Street and this and that. And they brag about this, and 24 hours later, hitches come up. We may have to pump more money, or this was not sufficient for this, and this was not sufficient for that. Why? Because Allah has them confused now. And every effort, as Muhammad taught us, every effort to meet this white man's world falling, and every effort was made to prevent this white man from overcoming Almighty God Allah. And these days, see, these are not just regular days, brothers and sisters. These are not the days of the past. These days are crucial days. These days are the days in which it was predicted that God would come forth himself for the redemption of his people. For had not the days been shortened for the elect's sake, as the Bible says, no flesh would have been saved. And we saw the earthquakes in South America shorten the days by some seconds. What was it, last year and year before last? Major earthquakes are tilting the earth and knocking it off of its axis a little bit. And the devil scientists are saying that, yeah, the day was shortened by 0.5 seconds or 0.8 seconds, regardless to whether it was a tenth of a second. It was shortened. As the book says, no flesh would have been saved had the days not been shortened. And why are the days shortened? Because these are great and dreadful days, brothers and sisters. They are great for those who have followed the Lamb of God, and they are now manifesting themselves to be very dreadful days for those who have rejected, ignored, and cast aside this divine man's teaching. Look at what's going on all across the globe. Look at what's going on in your backyard. Matter of fact, look what's going on in your wallet. That should tell you how dreadful these days have become. We are in a day unlike the days prior to these days that we are in. Why? Because these days are not the days of the devil. These days are not the days of a prophet. These days are not the days of an apostle. These days are the days of Allah. The day where he is infiltrating to uproot. He's infiltrating this world to uproot its basis, so that the whole entire world will implode upon itself. And while he's doing that, he's putting something else in place, laying the base for a new world, a new heaven, and a new earth. Behold, I make all things new, for the former things shall pass away. We are watching this. Look what they're saying. Nothing is working anymore. Nothing they are doing is working anymore. Do you want to be a part of a world that is imploding right before your very eyes? Do you want to integrate yourself in a world that is collapsing right before your eyes? This is not just me saying this. Yes, we are echoing what Muhammad said, but you can go to any news program, whether it be print, that means paper, whether it be television, or whether it be radio. They are all now bearing witness to the fact that America and Europe and the white world as a whole is collapsing. What are they saying? Capitalism is falling. Capitalism is exploding. Debt is exploding. Deficits are exploding. Riots are exploding. Anger is exploding. Dissatisfaction is exploding. Everything is exploding. So if all of these time bombs are going off in a house, of unrighteousness. It's going to take, sooner or later, it's going to take the pillars which hold the house up down, which means the whole foundation, the whole house from the roof down will collapse, right? This science, this construction, this is reality. This is what we're watching today in the fall of America. Now, I wanted to upload some stuff, some excerpts for this show. Blog Talk Radio prevented this from happening. But, of course, as black people and as we are taught in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, wise men delight in solving problems. So we had a problem uploading the stuff due to Blog Talk Radio. But would that stop a wise man who delights in solving problems? No, sir. No, ma'am. It would not. So we have set up something. They say on the street, they say nigger rig. That's what they say. But we've set up something to show you. There's some excerpts. So, brothers and sisters, you have to understand, this is not clips. I'm going to make them into clips on the air, and then I'm going to bring Brother Minister John Muhammad in just a second. But I want you to listen. I believe it's from, in this audio, this is actually a video. We were going to upload the audio of it and play four or five excerpts to you, but we're going to do it in spurts now because we could not upload the video into audio form. So we're going to play the video, and I'm going to let you hear it through my, through the controller's microphone. And the first clip, I want you to listen to how these devils are enraged. I want you to listen to how these devils are scared at what they see coming. I want you to hear these things, because if you don't hear them, you won't know. You'll just say, oh, those black Muslims. Those are those black Muslims just talking. And I want to address something about black Muslims shortly, too, if someone will remind me. But pay attention to this clip. I believe it's right. So it's going to be iffy as we do these things, because I have to put them right on the exact seconds. So please, brothers, if it's not on the exact seconds or in on the exact seconds, don't get mad at us. Just charge it to our head and not to our hearts, okay? But I'm going to put my microphone up to the speaker, and I want you to pay attention to what it's saying right here. Here we go. We are about ready to go right now.
Like raw milk. You hit it. Stalinist Russia, but it's really not that. It's more fascist. The merger of state and corporate powers, by definition, is called fascism. And fascism at every level has come to America. Not only on the TSA when you go on an airplane and get felt up, not only the new Supreme Court ruling that if you're not wearing a seatbelt and they arrest you and take you to jail, well, you had a drink and they're going to throw you in jail for drinking too much, spread your legs and bend over. Strip searches are now for anybody and everybody. So when you look at the merger of state and corporate powers, it's not something that I'm making up. All my life, from a little kid, they told me, you know, this is a capitalist society, and you rise and fall on your own merits, except when you're a member of the White Shoe Boy Club. Then when you go bust, we're going to steal all the money from the people, and then we're going to give it to you. We got a name for it. We're going to call it Too Big to Fail, because you're better than everybody. So nothing happens bad to you. Meanwhile, it's whether it's the United States, Spain, Ireland, Italy, UK, Greece, Portugal, go around the globe. Look, we need more money. We're going to call it austerity measures. So what it is, it's punishing the people at every level, cutting services, cutting pensions, cutting benefits, increasing the retirement age till after you die. Whatever they do, it's hit the little people so that we can keep propping up the top. Is this propaganda? No. Look at the numbers. The gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the United States and any of the industrialized nations. You put it all together. Justice means just us, not them.
They are telling you that this system is corrupt to the core, brothers and sisters, corrupt to the core, and it is imploding. And I think that if you would just give ear to what these people are saying, you would understand that there is absolutely nothing that America can do right now that can offset her fall. Now, before I bring Brother Minister John in, I wanted to play one more shorter excerpt. So please, brothers and sisters, give ear to this.
That's exactly what happened. They call it Battlefield America. Look at the laws that have been passed. You start with the, well, going back to Clinton, actually, after Oklahoma City, he started robbing us of our Fourth Amendment rights. It got ramped up with the Patriot Act after 9/11 with Bush, the Raping of the Constitution Act. And then Obama's out Bush. How about the lovely National Defense Authorization Act? Signed on New Year's Eve. You know, everybody's glued to the news on New Year's Eve. So when no one's watching, what does he do? He said that, you know, guys like Salenti over there up in Kingston, New York, you know, he's a lot of trouble. He's not pro our team. He's a belligerent to the state. Take him away. No judge, no jury, no trial, no charges, no habeas corpus, only a hanging by the military. They could do anything they want to anybody that they want at any time. Oh, this is the country that's going to spread democracy around the world. Yeah, while you're losing it here. That's just the beginning. In that act, they repealed the Posse Comitatus Act of 78, whereby they prohibited the military from taking police actions. Now the military could go anywhere and take over police activities. Then we saw Obama sign an executive order in February. Oh, this is a beauty. If there's a, quote, potential terror threat, you remember those colors, you know, the orange and the yellow? Well, an orange, it's going to be red, a potential terror threat. El Presidente of los Estados Unidos, I say that because the joint's turned into a banana republic, because it goes back to what you said about Corzine, you know, how they get a free ride, because that's what goes on in banana republics. So let's get this straight. Now El Presidente could say, I'm declaring martial law. Yeah, that's right. I'm taking over the banks, I'm taking over the factories, the farms, all the businesses because of a potential threat. And how long does potential last for? Forever.
Brothers and sisters, I hope you're still with us. I'm doing this without a screen. Now my screen pops up. The reason I played that part right there about the Banana Republic, you know, they give a name to a country that has lost his way, that is mounted under debt, unpayable debt, that is burdened by deficits, and that is broke, financially broke, morally broke. They give those names to countries that have lost their way. They call them fallen countries, or they call them banana republics. That is America. That is America. Now, as we look, Muhammad told us that everything was aimed at America to bring her low. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say that? So, today we are watching the devil himself admit that America will not bounce back. Remember, they're telling you unemployment is at 8.9%, which allows a 9.8% or something like that. I was reading a report a few days ago from What Really Happened, I believe it was. And they were doing the numbers. And Brother Minister John, I'm going to bring you in just a second. But they were doing the numbers, and they were saying that the people saying that there's X amount of million of people unemployed. And they did the numbers, and it even surprised me, because before they were through, they were 89 million unemployed. Before they were through, 89 million. And then after they did the math, I believe it was 150-some million people unemployed. Now, the significance of this is this, brothers and sisters. There's 315 million people in America. That's nearly half. That's one out of every two people in America unemployed. Muhammad said there will be no jobs. Huh? That's what he said. Didn't he say that? He said Allah went to work on the land to remove this devil, to remove that crutch that we relied on, that prevented us from standing up and taking a chance to walk in the direction for self. He said that a law would force a separation by removing those crutches, those things that we had grown to rely on. The white man can no longer provide for himself. So how in the world do you think he is going to provide for you, someone who he has shown nothing but indignity, wickedness, hatred, and animosity for? If he cannot help himself, how can he help you? You know, he would rather help his dog than to help you. His dog gets health insurance, but they're doing everything they can to keep you from getting it, huh? And so they want you to think that everything will bounce back after this. You see them on the news. The economy is coming out of a double-dip recession. How in the hell can our economy rebound when there's no jobs? When the price of everything is going up, as Muhammad said, inflation, he said, we have entered a time of 100% inflation. Huh? This is the time that we're in today. Listen, this is the day of judgment. She will be paid back for all that she has done against you and me. She will be paid back. But she don't believe she is going to be paid back. She wants you to think that this is something, or these calamities will pass over one day, and that we will be ruling you again, Negroes. But this is the way of God in destroying the people, according to both the Bible and the Holy Quran, teachings of the destruction of people in the past who disobeyed God and his messenger and seeks to kill the messengers of God. Listen, God disgraces them. He brings them low. So Muhammad says everything, not some, not part, not most, not 90%, not 99%, but everything is armed for the destruction of America. Now, America has a military might, doesn't she? She's off the chain with the military might. She is building more weapons, causing more deficits, causing more debt, stretching her empire. All of these things that she thinks will help cement her empire are actually rotting it out from the core. Allah is using these, everything that she thinks that she can do to beat God at the game of geopolitics, she herself is helping in her own destruction by the armament, by opening up more bases, by putting more weapons in space, satellites in space, lasers on ships, everything that she, how can a laser shoot snow? The laser can't beat tidal waves from a tsunami. Huh? Earthquakes. How could this happen? How can America beat earthquakes? She can have all of the nuclear weapons that she like. She can say all the nice things that she want to, but she cannot and will not beat God. For these are not the days of America anymore. These are not the days of the Caucasian. The Bible and the Quran puts it more beautifully than I could ever say it. These are the days of the coming in the presence of the Son of Man. The Quran says these are the days of Allah. So in these days, we are watching the Anglo world standing still. They're standing still because their world no longer revolves or rotates. Because it revolved and rotated on wickedness, corruption, exploitation, lies, deception, killing, murder, war. All of those things are at a culmination. They're at the zenith. And now you hear the devil saying, World War III, World War III, resource wars. There will be wars and rumors of wars. And know that the end is not yet. Why is not the end yet? Because Allah was prophesied to do a great work in working. And we're watching his work. He is going to bring America low to her knees as a sign for her brothers and sisters in Europe. Brothers and sisters, don't get it twisted. Our God is on the scene, and he's magnificent, as the Bible says. And it was marvelous in the eyesight of God. We see that today. Huh? This is the day the Anglo world stood still. Our day, brothers and sisters, because the reason we say the Anglo world stood still, when a planet is no longer revolving and rotating, It can no longer keep itself on the axis, which means it can no longer provide an environment for the life on that planet, right? For a life to be stable, or for a planet to have stable life, she must rotate and revolve. That means motion. She must make motion. And so God is breaking the motion of the white man. And he's setting our world in motion. And our world is colliding. But our world is such a great and magnificent world that it don't even see the small, empty world of the white man as we roll over it and take the axis that was once ours before. All praise is due to Allah. Now, we dropped some calls, 601. If you call back in, we'll pick you up. 424, we'll pick you up. And a couple other calls we dropped down. I can't remember them all because I was seeing so many of them up there. But if you're listening via computer, call back in, raise your hand, and I will get to you in just a second. But before we get to you, I got to bring in Brother Minister John Muhammad, and I say unto my brother, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. I like to say, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the one God who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praises due, I'd like to thank him for coming and raising up among you and I our beloved leader, teaching guide, the most honorable and humble, Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, indeed, we are today living at the end of one world and the beginning of a new world. The new world is the world of the black man, the so-called American Negro. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the reason for this fall of America have lived deliciously. America have conquered the known world and space. America have been the god of the space and the god of the earth. America have went all over the world conquering and forcing people to their way of life and to their own will and spreading their theology, their religion, and their way of life. And now today, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that God have blessed the land. America was blessed by God, blessed with food that she could feed the world, blessed with wheat, blessed with rye, blessed the land, the earth, that yield the fruit and the vegetables. America indeed was almost a Garden of Eden. America was blessed with wisdom that Yaqub, the God of the white man, had given them. When he made them, he told them, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, he told them, go and conquer the known world. You are the Lord of the earth and the Lord of space. Go and conquer. You shall live and rule as long as the God is no longer in sight. But the all-wise God, not Yaqub, but the one that Yaqub said to his makers when he made them, now you go and rule and do all that you can. Even go and get in the Jerusalem, cut down the evergreen tree, the so-called American Negro. Bring him into hell. Bring him into hell and fool him full of the set evil. Full of conniving, full of scheming, full of being not really real, but phony. And they done that. They got the golden vessels and messed us up. And Yaqub told them that on the day, the seventh day, that Almighty God would appear in a person of a man. And he said in the Bible, even I will go and search for him until I find him. And now here today, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that Allah found us and raised one of us, one of our own brothers from the soil of America, taught him the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding. And now today we see America, oh America, the bloody city, oh America, who have conquered the known world. Now Allah is here in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due. forever. He have conquered. Is conquering now the world of the white world, the white man. This world of a man that God allowed Yaqub to make. Allah said, I will deal with him. And now here we see in America, America is at her wit. America is fallen, fallen because of her wickedness, fallen because she have angered the God of God. She have went and she in the face of God refused to give us justice, refused to give us, and that's the very nature of God is justice, refused to give us justice. And now the God of justice is now bringing America to her knees. And he says to America, stop, stop the world. Stop what world? The world of the white man in America. Stop America. Stop the world from rotating. Stop it. And America said, no, we're going to try to undo. We're going to try to undo God. We're going to try to be the power most high. But Allah said, no, you're going to be the power of the most low. And we see the black man, as the white man made his world look deliciously, as the white man made his world look like everyone wanted a piece of it, and everyone was coming to the shores of America to get a piece of America. But yet the poor man in America was at the bottom of civilization, getting no peace, getting no peace of America. The poor man was laying in the mud. And as he was laying in the mud, nobody said, give unto this man this day. Why? Why no one said, give to this man this day? But Almighty God Allah is saying to us today, come out of America. You see it with your eyes. You see it with your pocketbook. You see it with your economy, in your house, and around your neighborhood. You see the anger of God. You see what the white world have put into the black man. And the black man now is trying to hold on to the fallen world of Yaqub, fallen world of this America. He's trying to hold on to it, and he's trying to forsake the world of Islam, the world of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. So my beloved brothers and sisters, this world, as we have known, is soon to be no more. So what we need to do is come and submit. There is a refuge. But that refuge is in Allah. No other refuge is given to you but the refuge in Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. And you must bury your heart, bury your soul in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so that you can enter into the heaven and to that glorious way of life with Almighty God Allah. But you cannot get to Almighty God Allah unless you go through the door. And that door is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah. Not just the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that don't get it, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah. You got to go through that door. You got to submit through that door. You got to enter that door. You got to knock at that door. And when you knock at that door, when you enter through that door, and then you enter into the world of happiness, the world of peace, the world of the hereafter. But you got to go through that door to get to the next door. And that next door is the door that every man and woman and child is looking to get through one day. That door today is the door that God have made. That door you must knock on. That door, the Bible said, when I was hungry, you give me no food. When I was thirsty, you give me no drink. The black man of America is hungry. The black man of America is thirsty for wisdom, thirsty for that water from the well of Zemzem. and that water of the well of Zemzem, and that well is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It never runs dry. It keeps on spurring up out of nature, the very nature in which he was made, grafted out of the earth. And now here he stands in America. Here you and I stands in America, and you wonder, which door should I go through? The door of the white world is closing. The door of the white world is falling. And the door of the black man is open. And the black man can come in. Just a few of us who have accepted Islam and following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we stand every day with our arms outstretched to you, saying, come, my brother. Come, my sister. This is your day. This is my day. Why don't you come in the fold of Islam as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Stop arguing with yourself. Stop questioning over the fact. The fact is God has appeared. The fact is America's fallen. The fact is that there is no refuge. The only refuge is in Allah. But you can't get to Allah unless you go through the door that God have made for you and I to enter in order to enter into the hereafter. So I say to you, my brother, and I say to you, my sister, this is your day. This is my day. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. We see the world around us falling. We see people, black people, young people, black men, young black men dying at the hand of the open enemy. And he's saying, what are we going to do? Oh, black brother, don't listen to the preacher. He's not going to tell you the truth of what's going on. Why? Because he don't know. As I heard one preacher said the other day, that Christianity is not the white man's religion, but the Christianity that the white man give you and I is the white man's religion. He didn't give us the religion of Christianity that was in Ethiopia. He gave us the white man's religion that he have made, that he have fashioned. And I say to you, don't let these preachers pull you off the right path by their slick talk. I say, come, my brother, and come, my sister, because the white man not going to kill his brother for you and I. As he locked up his brother up, he going to let him out. His brother will be let out all across America, and you see that every day. Why? Because you are looking for a better day through the white world, and the white world is not going to let you see that better day through him. His very nature is to kill that little black boy in the street. So I say, black brother, black sister, come to Allah, come to Islam, come to Islam as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Hear this truth as it enter into your heart and enter into your mind. Those of you who are in the street, riding in your cars, where the white man may pull you over and have you spread eagle and shoot you in the back of your head and say you was trying to run away or you were trying to attack him, and he feared for his life, so he killed you on the spot, and he goes to his brother, and his brother pat him on the back and say, you've done a well job. Go out there and kill many more. These no good niggas. I say to you, brother and sister, come to Islam. Don't be hard-headed. I know you're stiff-necked and hard-headed and rebellious, but come to Islam as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let us walk into that new Jerusalem. Let us walk into that new way of life. Let us shake off the old clothing, and let us put on the new clothing. Pour out the old wine and put in the new wine. The wine of Islam is taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that we may enter into the hereafter. The day of that is at the door. And I say, my brother and sister, as I turn it back in the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad, I say, come, my brother. Don't stand and wonder. Come, buckle up your shoes. Let's go. Stop arguing. Stop disputing about what's this and what's that. The truth is here. You see it, and I see it. It don't take a rocket scientist, and you are not, and I am not one. But we see today that Islam and this world of the white world is folding and falling down. London Bridge is falling, never to be put back together. Never in the history of the man, and London Bridge is falling. It's falling. It's falling. And I turn it back in the hand of Brother Minister Rashid as I give you the greeting of As-Salaamu Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Before we go to some more excerpts, I am going to take the 424. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with Brother Minister John Muhammad and myself. We say unto you with peace and love, As-Salaamu Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Rashid and Brother Minister John. Brother Rashid, it's great to have both of you gentlemen back on the air.
Thank you, brother.
I have three questions for you today, briefly, Brother Rashid. Number one, if everybody goes to the Hiram's 1555 blog, you can see what's going on. But the black man is so deaf, dumb, and blind that he doesn't he's not even aware of the Hiram's 1555 blog. So he's busy in sport and play that you two always speak about. So can you go into that further, Brother Rashid and Brother Minister John? My second question is, can you speak on what the messenger taught about this sudden explosion of just the homosexual society? It's like you can say nigger, you can say devil, you can say whatever, but don't say something about gays. I mean, they just come down on you. And my third question, Brother Rashid, is I want to get both books, but I want to get them for an e-book. Are both books that you've written, brother, my beloved brother, are they available? Assalamu alaikum.
The children books?
No, the Warning to the Hypocrites and the Prodigal Son.
No, those are paperback. You order them on our website, but we actually don't print them up. They'll be shipped to you from a bigger publishing company.
Okay.
We have no. We just have the link up there, brother. We wrote the book. We own the rights, but we have to go to the white man to get them printed up because we won't unify and do that. But thank you for that. But the first question, brother, usually I'm on point with this, but what was the first question again? You said about sport and play, right?
Sport and play. All you have to do is go to your site and you can see what's going on as far as geopolitically that's going to affect America and affect the world. But our head is somewhere else. Our head is in the clouds. So I would like you and Brother Mr. John to speak on that.
Okay, I'm going to mute you. I might have to come back to you for a minute, brother, because I'm working two dashboards, and I got a couple books open, and then I'm working this little audio video, so I might have to come back to you and ask you what the second and third question was again. So I'm going to mute you, and then I'll get to your question.
Okay.
Thank you, brother. All right, thank you, brother. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brother Minister John Muhammad is still on the line with us, and I'll bring him in just a second. But the brother was talking about if everyone goes to the Hiram's 1555 blog, they will see everything that's unfolding. You remember, brothers and sisters, see, truth, the best friend of truth is time. Time brings about condemnation or vindication, right? We have been telling you on the Star and Crescent Report and the Hiram's 1555 blog for years now about no matter what these white people say about a unified front, Allah has broken their unity to break their power. We told you that Russia and America are after each other. And it's a Cold War. What are they saying now? That there's a Cold War too, huh? But they were saying the Cold War was over when we were saying they are lying. They are lying. Muhammad never said that there was a Cold War between America and the Soviet Union. He said that there was a Cold War between America and Russia. He said this when Russia was a part of the Soviet Union. He was telling you that a breakup was coming and that these two powers, these two polars, or these two spheres of power were adamantly opposed to one another. And no matter how many diplomatic courses they go through, war would be inevitable. He said it will never be settled in peace, right? And he said that all of the war sciences, and brother was talking about this with the geopolitics, and I think he wanted me to touch on this with this. With all of the war sciences of the white world, what is happening now? They're gathering all of their war scientists together for anti-ballistic missile shields. I'm going to tie all this in, and we're going to go over time because you know at the beginning of the show what happened or what have you. But listen, They're talking about an ABM missile shield, and Russia's talking about joining the NATO missile shield. Well, if Russia joins, come on, brothers and sisters, let's talk for a minute. If Russia joins the ABM missile shield, who is the missile shield against? It's a European missile defense shield. But it's only America, the European nations, who make the missiles. Huh? So who are they putting these so-called defense mechanisms up against if no African nation produces missiles to hit Europe? Only China can hit Europe, and maybe Iran can hit parts of Europe. But to have a fully implemented, worldwide, global, European-American missile defense shield says that it is something more than what they are saying to you, brothers. They are trying to defend not against Africa. They're not trying to defend against you and I. They're trying to make preparations to defend themselves against the onslaught of Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever. Think about that. You never thought about that as they talk in the public about a missile, a European missile defense shield. Who the hell is it against? If it's to protect Europe and no other nation can attack Europe, then who is it made to defend against? Hmm? Come on, talk back to me today. Listen to me in the brother talks on sport and play. We're going to let Muhammad answer this because I think only Muhammad can answer it in the right way, the beautiful way. Listen to what Muhammad says in Our Savior Has Arrived, pages 217 to 18. Listen to what he says. He says this right here. You notice that our black people, especially here in America, have become sold to nothing in the world but sport and play. This is the way the people were of Lot and Noah. They were sold to sport and play, and they hated the teachings of those righteous prophets. And the day of their doom came, unexpected to them, because they did not heed their warnings. So it is here today, 24 hours a day, they are trying to have sport and play and talking over foolish things, spending their time in foolishness. I fear of an evil day overtaking my people here in America soon. True, the world is warning you now, and you act as though the white people can help it. But they are telling you now that unemployment keeps mounting, and they can do nothing about it. They are warning you that you are going to get too hungry too, but you are not trying to take it with sincerity, and that they are telling you the truth. See, the white man is telling you this, but listen, he says, you are like a child who cries to his mother for bread and milk, whether there is any in the kitchen or not. So this is you, a big grown, old grown child who has been nursed and fed by the white people and sheltered by them, and you think you will always have this from them. But no, sir. Remember the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. At last, the rich man died, and in his death of poverty, he came to suffer the same thing that Lazarus suffered, being deprived of good homes and luxury of all kinds. This will be taken in this day and time. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. He said this will be taken. Now, when he wrote that, this is the last book that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad officially published, Our Savior Has Arrived. He gave this book away at the last Savior's Day. In the last words in the book is this right here. Study the Holy Quran. It is full of wisdom. Why would that be the last book, last page, last sentence of the last book given on the last Savior's Day with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Because he is telling you that the Holy Quran will be telling you things like, we are now in the days of Allah. We are now in the time where Allah is manifesting his power so clearly that not even a fool should not see this. Listen to me good, brothers and sisters, and don't you hang up these phones and don't you disconnect yourself from the line. Because today we got to deal with the truth, because the Anglo world is losing its gravitational pull on all that once attracted it. Huh? All of the, you see how when they talk about the earth, They say the earth spins, and it's rotating on its axis at 1,037 and one-third miles per hour, and this rotation builds up enough speed to stop anything from escaping its gravitational pull from the inside out, right? But now we're seeing that not only is it losing its attraction to the world outside its doors, but those sacred vessels that are in the house of bondage are now reaching for black power. Some of them don't know they'll reach for nationalism. Some of them are reach for another version of Christianity. But they don't work with the white man guy anymore. But the problem is they're not readily hearing the true way to get out of this gravitational pull. Because they are caught up in sport and play. Hmm? Bet you right now, half of you listening to the show via computer can tell me every stat LeBron James had this year. Bet you can tell me what Kobe has done. Bet you can tell me all of the gossip on the hip-hop artists. Huh? You can do that. But go and tell me what God said in his words. The book tells you that you are supposed to put on not part of the armor. Huh? But you are supposed to put on the full breastplate and armor of God. Right? So some of you go to church on Sunday, you go to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday acting a fool, you get paid Friday evening, you go spend it right back with the white man Friday night, Saturday night, then you in church Sunday morning talking about, yes, Jesus, you have become fools. This society has made you a fool, and they are mocking you. But the thing is, they are mocking God. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to present you before God to say these Negroes ain't worth saving. That's what they're doing to you today, brothers and sisters, and we have got to come out of this. Listen, I played an excerpt. The brother asked me a question, and I played an excerpt at the beginning of the show. He asked why this is on, I think, his second or his third question, why the black people are not hearing this truth. Why the black people, with all this stuff going on, and you're showing it on the Hines 1555 blog, and you pointing it out to the people on the Star Crescent Report, why aren't they accepting it? Well, I'm going to play that excerpt, that two-minute excerpt again, and I want you to pay attention to this. And Brother Minister John, after the excerpt is over, I'm going to bring you back in. And we may not be able to get to the other audio clips, but we'll have to play them on another show, but we're not going off the air yet. And also it says that we have just dropped 773, but I see it back up there, so I'm going to, Brother Minister John, I see you up there, so stay put. But brothers and sisters, pay attention to this quote right here, this little excerpt from the show we did called Black Consciousness. This was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Black Consciousness, the origin of the mind of God.
As we read in Our Savior Has Arrived, when he said we would have to look to our God, Master Farad Muhammad. Listen to this. This is on page 283 for those who have their notes and their pens and paper. Of the theology of time. Again, we're going to read this again. We read it on one of our shows. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. Listen to what listen, when we say dumb, we're talking about unconscious. They're dead. Listen again. He says, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. They are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God because they don't know God, and they consider God just something of a prophet, unquote. Listen, we're going to backtrack for a minute. I'm not letting this go, brother. As you said and as I said earlier, we got to clean up as we go.
Mm-hmm.
In the first sentence, he said, some of our people are so dumb that God himself can't help them. That's right. In the second sentence that follows, he says, they are so dumb, and we know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he refers to being dumb, as a part of the mental state of death, because he said we are blind, deaf, and dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, to the knowledge of self. Listen, they are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God. Stop right there. Before I go any further, listen to what he said. They are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God because they don't know God. Now, when you have ministers, captains, lieutenants, anyone teaching the people about Master Farad Muhammad, and they don't refer to him as God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this, They are so dumb. I don't care how wise they may look in your eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
The messenger said that they are so dumb to the knowledge of self that they don't accept God. Why? We ask the question, why? Then he goes on and says, because they don't know God. And they consider God just something of a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, that is why some of these Negroes are not coming to the truth, because they are so rebellious. They are so hard-hearted, and the devil has breathed into them their inspiration. And when the devil makes us over, he makes us over 7 to 70 times worse than himself. When something happened to the devil's house, what does the house Negro say? We all right, boss? Our house all right, boss? Hey, boss, we all right? Now you say, you go over there, brother. God forbid something happened to Brother Minister John's house, what you say? Oh, yeah, I heard something happened to that old nigga over there, that old John Muhammad. So you disassociate yourself with that which looks like you, walk like you, talk like you, act like you, and live like you, huh? But you will associate yourself with that which has shown you nothing but hell, huh? That is we are suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. That is real. As a people, we are suffering, and God don't want everybody, brothers and sisters. You got to understand this. They can be family, friends, or foes. Some people are not worthy to be a part of this beautiful entry into heaven while we live. Some of them are not able to withstand the pressure and become a pillar holding up and ushering in that new world, that new heaven, and that new earth. And behold, I looked in the sky, and I saw a new Jerusalem coming out of the sky. That Jerusalem is manifested out of our minds and our hearts and brought into reality from a thought. So it is with us today. Some of them can think it. Some of them can speak it. Some of them can talk it. But most of them cannot walk it. So God don't want them. And we must not concern ourselves with those whom God does not want. For the Holy Quran tells us beautifully that no one can make you believe except if it pleases Allah. And so if you don't see him believing, guess what? It don't please Allah. Huh? It just don't please Allah. And we got to get over it and keep going. You change the things that you're able to change, and you go on and forget the things that you're not able to. And you keep going. Because this is a war, and we're on the battlefield of life. And in war, there's death, there's suffering, there's hell on a battlefield. But if you see your brother or your sister slain before you, pick up that flag, that vanguard of our nation, and you keep stepping so that they can live in your actions, your mind. And don't think of them as dead or slain in the way of Allah, for they are alive, being provided sustenance from which you cannot perceive. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, I do want to bring in a little excerpt before we go. I'm going to bring Brother John in first and see if he wants to make a little comment. But it's imperative that I address this last little tidbit of news that is on today. So I'm going to bring Brother Minister John in for a second. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And that's true, Brother Minister Muhammad. The honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that when Allah don't allow you to see him or his messenger, he don't want you. The Holy Quran says, and the messenger teaches us from that, that Allah put a covenant over your heart that you cannot feel what other believers feel. You cannot see what other believers see. He put a covenant over your eyes as well as your heart. And he hardened your heart that you don't feel that love and compassion with God, nor can you look into the wisdom that God have revealed, because he have hardened that heart of yours, so you have no love for your God or your messenger. So Allah don't want you. So then you can't grasp the wisdom of God from heaven. You can only grasp that wheat that God have allowed to grow in your heart from Satan. So Satan have filled your heart full of God dislike. So therefore you like not God, but you like Satan. So therefore Allah then cover you away from the beauty of heaven, the beautiful words of God. So as Jesus told the woman, the man, he said, I can't throw these pearls to swine. I can't give this to you who don't believe. I can't give this to you whose hearts are not pure. And that's what Jesus said. Only the pure in heart will see God as he is. So don't worry about these people, brother, that don't see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Don't worry about it. We keep teaching those who see it, see it. Those who get it, get it. Those who don't, don't. And we don't have no time to allow the rusty locks. We get at those who have a glimpse of God in them, and they're striving to clean themselves up and walk in the righteousness. So those are the ones that we're working with, and those who are so blind, don't worry about them. Worry about if you can see, and you know you see, then walk in that light and let that light shine that others may see as well. And those who don't see your light, they won't see God's light. And if you are a example, a picture of God, walking among the people, and they don't see you, then you must not be walking in the picture of God among them. So if you let your light so shine, then help those and point them to the right direction. And those who turn you down, they have already turned God down. So don't worry about them. I turn it back to the hands of Brother Minister.
Yeah, and I wanted to add on to that, because we're still on the subject the day that the Anglo world stood still, because these are things that has been festering in the black man that they had deposited in us. Listen, brothers and sisters who are listening. Some of you don't want the truth because Allah is God to you when he blessing you with money,
mm-hmm.
when you getting fame, when you got a lot of
mm-hmm.
followers, when you're doing this. Allah God, all praise is due to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Allah is God. All praise is due to Master Farah Muhammad. He is God then.
Mm-hmm.
But let those bills get cut off. Let your car break down. Let things go down. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you something I know. I'm not telling you something somebody told me. I'm telling you from the heart. Some of you go through pain, but you act like you prank, some of you. You act
mm-hmm.
like you can't stand the pressure. God don't put on you no more than you can bear. You act like punks in this day and time. Listen to me good. As I was telling Brother Mills did the other day about the trials and tribulations that I go through, but on a daily basis, but he and I were just talking about over the last few days. And I'm telling you, I spent hundreds of dollars to get my car tuned up. All the fluids changed, drove my car off the thing. 2 days later, my transmission went out. Now, you know, brothers and sisters who are listening, you know how much that is. That's after spending money on other things and helping other people. And then you're sitting around, you know what I said when it happened? I got out my car, and I said, all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. You know why? Because even in the worst situation, if you have the light of God, you can see through those dark hours. You know, I don't put my business out, but I'm almost done. We have a van and we have a SUV. I have two payments left on my SUV. The transmission goes out. And this is a nice SUV. But then I'm sitting there and I'm saying, God, and before I know it, Allah had illuminated my heart and my mind. And when I got out the car, I said, you know what, all praise is due to Allah, because you know what? It could have happened after the two payments, and I wouldn't have had nowhere to take the car to be serviced, to be fixed. You understand? You have to look for the light of truth. Look, you got to, what did God tell Job? Gird up thy loins this day. I demand this of thee. Huh? He's telling you to be a man. Grab yourself and stand up like a man and stop being punks this day, because we fall under the slightest breath of pressure, unless it's pressure from the devil. Yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, boss. That's what we do. We'll take the pressure. This white man gives us hell on his job. We have to come home and deal with some of the hell and the stress that he put on us on his job. But you'll take that stress. But when God is trying to purify you, by putting you through the trials and tribulations of life to remove that impurity or that dross, that wickedness that's up in you, you fold. It is like, listen, brothers and sisters, if you find gold or silver on the ground as you're digging, and when you look at it, it looks just like a tainted, stained rock, right? But you never know the true value of that rock. The beauty of that rock is never really displayed. And look at this going off. The beauty of that rock is never really displayed until it's put to the fire. And as the book says, a fire purifies seven times. It purifies it seven times over, and it removes the dross, the impurities, right? And from once the impurities are removed and that rock shows that it can withstand that heat, then it is ready to be put on display. And once it's put on display, everybody is out there trying to get the gold and silver. You see it today. You're that gold and silver. God wants to purify you. He wants to remove the dross of this wicked, demonic world of the Caucasian. Will you stand? The Bible says, who will abide the day of my coming? And who will be able to stand? I ask you, are you man enough? Are you woman enough to stand on truth and in truth in the day where God removes untruth and manifests divine truth? Will you be able to stand? Will you stand? Let's pledge today to stand for Elijah. Let's stand for Elijah's God. Let's stand for the truth that Elijah delivered for us for 44 years. Let's stand on that. Because it's manifesting itself today. Look, as I was saying, I'm going to go to this. I'm not going to even play the clip. Since we're on this subject, I'm going to say this. Listen, I'm looking at the news clip from Reuters. Reuters is an international so-called conglomerate of different media organizations, like the AP. And the headline says this: gloom builds for Eurozone and the United States. And it talks about the Eurozone economy worsens real bad. And it talks about the U.S. economy is looking real bad, even worse than Europe. Listen what Muhammad says. This is our Savior has arrived. He says, taken from chapter 69 of the Holy Quran, what is said there in chapter 69 of the Holy Quran is so true and is being fulfilled in this day and time. This chapter is warning the people in the time of the resurrection of the mentally dead of what happened in the histories of former people who were doomed to destruction and how they reacted to the truth and warning and how they called the truth of their approaching doom a lie. This chapter is warning the people of the calamities that are now besetting America and Europe. The sure truth, huh, brothers and sisters? This is the sure truth. And as we flip over to page 6 in Our Savior Has Arrived, listen to what he says right here. We are now witnessing the truth being spread all over the continent of America and jumping the borders and spreading around the earth. Allah is backing up his coming and presence to defend the horrible plight of the so-called American Negro. There is no plainer truth, not L. Ron Hubbard, not Geno Jennings, not Marvin Muhammad, not Royale, not Silas, not none of them. Listen what he has delivered, a truth even better and plainer than this. Listen what he says. There is no plainer truth that could ever come to both black and white than what Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, has delivered to me, whom he chose to deliver this message of truth. The enemy is ever seeking a way to oppose the truth and to take you and me to their doom if we are foolish enough to give a lie to the truth. Everything, not some of the things, not most of the things, not part of the things, everything mentioned in the Bible and the Holy Quran, such as plagues and judgments taking place in ancient times of the Bible and Holy Quran against the opponents of Allah, is to warn you and me that the same thing is coming upon America and Europe, but America is number one first. Don't we see that? They're saying it in the headlines, the gloom builds for the Eurozone and the United States. The U.S. is in a worse condition than Europe, but they want you to focus on Europe while the house is on fire that you're laying in. Huh? Brothers and sisters, you better wake up. The time is at hand. I'm going to say to you what Muhammad said to us all. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Join on to your own kind, for the time is at hand. The judgment of America has now come. We look forward to seeing you on our next program Tuesday, when we say with peace and love in both the names of our God and our messenger. With peace and love, assalamu alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, No matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the roles we play.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of calm.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.